This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We are live at Moxie's, part of Restaurant Week, downtown 100 Crescent Way. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been hurt in an accident, contact the Frankels for your free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. It's time now for the C-Note. Got some good news from Dak on vacay. No walking boot. It was the latest Cowboys news. It's pretty quiet right now with his contract and pretty quiet. What did we find out about why he was in that walking boot, though? You get a little cleanup surgery?
I was just told that it was ankle soreness. And then I was talking with Calvin Watkins and then also Todd Archer, and they were saying that it was a foot. And so, yeah. You know, it's kind of, you know, you get one thing and maybe another, but I trust this guy that I talked to about those injuries, and he said it was ankle soreness. So
it's literally connected, I think.
Yeah, you know, it could be. Foot. I mean, like you say, it's. I just know that it was. That was something, and but I was also told, hey, don't worry about it. You know, just don't worry about it. And Eric, you know, brought up some good points on Friday. You know, if he's missing practice, and he's in that boot at certain times or whatever, you know, yeah, it should be some concern.
Yeah, if we could show up to Oxnard and he's, you know, we see that. But he put a picture out, I guess, that we saw he's out of the boot. Todd Archer reported he's out of the boot, too. So it is weird because we saw 2 weeks ago he was at that tight end U camp with George Kittle and company. He was throwing to Jake Ferguson. He looked fine. So hopefully it was just precautionary. It's soreness. And the mystery of it, though, kind of lends concern.
I think it's, you know, from my experience, my foot and ankle is always a little tender, right? Yeah. I didn't have the full injury that he had, but I had to have tendons and ligaments reconstructed, right? Like a foot and ankle reconstruction. And I just think this is another symptom of dealing with that, you know?
That makes a lot of sense.
And it's easy if you're in a workout to have a little bit of a tweak and, you know, to minimize and make the pain go away as quickly as possible. We wear a little boot for a while.
He is a don't stop guy. Mm-hmm. It is like constantly, hey, I'm going to go throw at this tight end school when he doesn't have to. Hey, I'm going to go do this when he doesn't have to. You know, I'm going to go out in the backyard and throw. Doesn't have to all the time, you know. So, to me, I think he's one of those, and maybe now with the new family situation, he was always a guy that would go out to California and meet the team. You know, mm-hmm. like getting that 2 week window because his quarterback coach, John Beck. The old BYU quarterback, he's out there in California. And so maybe, you know, this might be the time where Dak is like, all right, honey, goodbye, kiss the kids, boom, gone. You know, he's gone to camp. So he's always going to work hard. And I just feel like that maybe he got in a situation where he can overdo some things.
Well,
overdo some things.
And as those kids get older, dude, the family vacation can be taxing in its own right.
Yeah.
With the chasing him around and the picking him up and all that, so hopefully he can, you know, get some good R&R time on this family vacay. I don't think it's in any way going to be something that impacts the way that he plays, but he's never been able to be the same post injury. I think that this is just another reminder of of that, like the, what it took away from his scramble ability and his toughness in the pocket, his willingness to hang on there. And you can't blame him. You know, you go through an injury like that, it's going to have an impact on you, no doubt. CeeDee Lamb and Cole Beasley Twitter exchange. Where did this get weird? Brandon Lurie tweeted a video of CeeDee doing some workouts, and Cole wrote, "Man, just do some heavy squats and power cleans." Maybe right there he was taking a critical approach, maybe. At least that's how CeeDee took it, and some fans took it. A fan clapped at him for giving an advice to an 1,800-yard player, and Cole responded, "Give me 180 targets off the couch, and I will eclipse 1,000 yards. Stop looking at stats and check the tape. As far as getting open goes, I'm confident I did that with the best of them." And then CeeDee Lamb decided to jump in there and address Beasley, saying, "I don't need 180 targets to touch a band. Pull up some tape. I'd match you route for route on getting open. Just chill." Beasley then, trying to defuse the situation, said, I never said you did. Just some perspective for the fans. Yeah. I think both guys, you know, are a little sensitive.
It's amazing being at camp working at DallasCowboys.com and Cole Beasley tried to quit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Amazing to me that, you know, and here he talks this game of, Cole Beasley was a damn good player, don't get me wrong, but there was a time where everybody in camp and the players were coming up to us at DallasCowboys.com and were like, "Good riddance. Bro, if you want to quit, quit. Yeah. You know, don't hang around because of us."
Yeah.
But at one time in his career, he thought, "You know what, I'm not good enough to do this." Mm. Now he's talking like he's the authority on wide receiver play in the National Football League.
Had a great career. Yeah. And a local,
he did have a great
Little
career.
Elm and SMU, but yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
I mean,
he's not had a great Twitter career, though.
No, not at all. I mean, sometimes just butt out of it, dude. You know, CeeDee Lamb has gotten better. We just talked about it. Every single season, whatever he's doing in the offseason, go ahead and keep doing it, man, because it's working for you. I don't care what anybody wants to tell you and butt in and give their 2 cents. You do whatever's been working for you, because you just keep improving.
Yeah. Vanity Fair did a story about the Cowboys cheerleader show on Netflix. This thing is picking up some virality to it. They say the agony and ecstasy of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader show, Netflix hit docuseries, packs an emotional punch despite the limits of its scope. My mom started talking to me about this because she started watching it and binged the whole thing. She was totally sucked into it, saying, you know, it's like, there's a heartbreaking side of it, watching the girls get cut and the emotions of that. She said Charlotte comes off as ruthless.
Ooh,
in this bad boy.
I'm going to tell you what. Charlotte Jones is a badass.
Yeah.
You know, and when you, and I say that in all respect, that she's got a little of her dad in her, where he, you know, he's got a little that, I know we go after her, him for some things But she's got a little bit of that business side of her where she'll cut you in half. That she's that type of person. And I was always wondering, if something were to happen to Jerry, how much Charlotte would fight Steven for control of the team to be a general manager. I've always wondered.
Do you think she hasn't been working towards that. She's been more on the entertainment side of things, hasn't she?
I think Charlotte is such an advocate for women in sports that she probably feels like she could saddle up and get this team back in the Super Bowl.
I believe that.
I mean, she's got that kind of that personality, that demeanor.
She does.
She could be really nice to you, and then the next thing, she's punching you right in the face.
See,
with her fist.
And I could see that from, like, the remember the old ways that you'd have a GM and you'd have a president. And
right.
The president was more in charge of the business.
Yeah. There was Carmen Policy at the 49ers was like the club president, and Bill Walsh and. Eddie DeBartolo, owner, Carmen Policy, and then Bill Walsh, and they're running the team. Charlotte, I think she would fight Steven. And I'm just saying this. I'm not trying to say people are telling me.
I know that this is true.
Yeah, don't clip it, but whatever. I kind of feel like that Charlotte would look at this and say, you know what? I can run this football
team. It's a great opportunity.
I've seen my dad, I've seen my brother, I've been at this long enough, Stanford educated. I mean, she's smart.
Okay.
And she is tough.
Let me ask this follow-up question.
Okay.
Would that improve the Cowboys' chances of becoming Super Bowl champions?
I'll tell you this. I thought Christina Lurie, if she ran the team instead of Jeff Lurie at the time, the Eagles would have got back faster. Because Christina Lurie had the same demeanor. She, that kind of that. Not in the fact she's having fun with me talking about, a carving station or an omelet bar.
Yeah.
But just being a little bit ruthless, and I don't have time for your feelings.
No nonsense.
I don't have time for you to feel touchy feely about we're not getting it done. She was running the stuff with DallasCowboys.com, and every year they put up how far art that they put up all the logos of all the teams, and the star logo was almost off the page from ahead of all the other teams. And she lived for that moment. She lived for to see it that far in front of all the other teams. That was something that she took a lot of pride in. So, yes, I'm going to answer your question. Could this thing come back with her building a staff and all? Yes, absolutely.
I'd be excited about that. I think we need something different.
She's got some no BS to her.
Yeah.
She's got a little of that.
I think, as well, you might be getting a little bit more of a humble leadership approach as far as we don't think that we're going to be in charge of football and business, because I think Jerry played and now Steven has spent so long in personnel, they can't help but be owner, president of business, and have final say on personnel decisions. And I think it's very difficult to dominate other front offices that are only focused on one thing that way. CY's coming up at 420. There's a guy that knows about dominating and getting to the top. Where are we going next, Wolchuk?
Yeah, let's do a best of the weekend. Hot Tua, Bronny, and Joey Jaws.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.